Welcome back. Welcome back. It's 10 minutes after 5 o'clock. Jordana Paul, Dan Cook at the helm. Jared Goyette in studio because are we on Facebook Live, Jared? We're going to be very soon. So you'll get to see us on Facebook and you'll get to see video of our next segment online.
Get to see the back of my head.
You'll get to see the back of Paul's head. It's very lovely. Because in studio with us is State Senator Susan Kent from Woodbury. And welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And the reason we're talking to Senator Kent is because she has proposed a bill that would give Minnesota small business owners the option to give or maybe make them, we're going to ask her, paid family leave for medical. This is if you have a baby. This is if you adopt a baby. This is if you have an illness or an injury, if you have an elderly adult. And we started a conversation in the 3 o'clock hour. I was telling the senator about this in the green room. And people were texting in about whether or not they had leave. And, of course, if you're born before the 80s, really, you didn't have a lot of leave. And one of my favorite stories on the text line, Paul, and we were looking at this. Maternity leave is a piece of cake now. Back in 1958, this woman texts in, my boss was horribly angry when I said I needed to use my entire 1 week paid vacation to have my baby. She got revenge by choosing me to go up and down the stairs to other departments when I was 8 months along.
Ouch.
And heavy. So, of course, I felt so bad for this woman who's texting in. So I wrote, that's horrible. I hope karma came for her. So she texted back. This story's a little morbid. It's a little macabre. So if you're easily offended, just earmuffs for a minute. She goes, yes, it did. She always went to work when sick and for years harassed employees for staying home when they were sick. She got the same flu Jim Henson died of, and she died in the hospital at age 57, which is a horrible story. Ugh. We don't want anybody to die, but it was clearly a mean boss who was not sensitive to her employees when they were sick or pregnant.
Senator, how do big companies do such a better job than small companies in Minnesota, really anywhere in the nation? Why are smaller companies at a disadvantage when it comes to maternity leave, paternity leave?
So if you think about companies and they have a big accounting department and one of their employees needs to take some time off for a newborn baby or an illness or something, there's some other people in that accounting department who can kind of fill in and cover for them. Or they can spread it out and hire somebody on a temporary basis or do some additional overtime. If you're a small shop and you have one accountant and that accountant goes out, that's a little more complicated for that business owner. And I say this as somebody who's worked in big companies, small companies, been a small business owner myself, and been independent. And so it's just a matter of math. It's a lot easier for big companies to absorb some of these things. And for a small company, they have to make the decision that either they're not going to offer the benefits or they're going to cover them anyway, which comes at a real cost. We had a business owner testify yesterday about how she ended up missing a payment of her own house payment because she was paying for her employee who had had a fall and was injured and needed to take 6 weeks off to heal.
I want to know a bit more about the nuts and bolts of the bill that you've proposed. So it's my understanding small business owners pay in. It's like an insurance policy. Let's say they pay $80 to $90 per employee per year. Is that right?
So the way it works is that everybody pays in a little, everybody benefits, right?
Okay.
When they need it. And so if the average would be based on sort of average wages, because it does adjust a little bit, less than $2 a week per employee and per employer.
Okay. So they pay in. Let's say this starts next year and they start paying in. Let's say one of their employees has to give birth next year. Do they get to take money out of this pool right away?
So I don't have the exact dates in front of me, but in concept, the way this would work is if we pass this year, we would get this thing started and seeded, and then people would start paying in. And if I recall correctly, it's about a year that people would be able to start taking the benefits.
Is there any other money added in? Does state government add any money in to support the fund?
This is the weedy conversation. Okay. It's called a fiscal note at the Capitol. We need to get the actual estimates based on this bill. But when we did this bill before, there will be startup costs initially, but that's kind of a one-time thing. I like to point out we have a surplus right now that would be really well suited to this kind of startup because it's one-time money. And then it becomes pretty self-sustaining over time.
Right. Didn't we see a text? Somebody said in Sweden they get, 17 weeks?
17 months, Paul.
17 months?
17 months, yes. Year and a half.
17 months?
Yes.
So, granted, I mean, we're probably not going to go that far, but What can we learn from other countries, Senator, who do seem to invest in human capital and give people the leeway they need when it comes to whether it's a birth or a family emergency? I mean, why is that just good policy?
It's good policy, and we don't even have to look outside of the United States, because we now have 7 states in the country who have done this already and are finding great success with it.
For small businesses, you mean?
And all businesses.
All businesses.
It's all businesses. And I will say, just for clarification, if a business already has a policy that meets these standards, they can opt out. There's a way that's built into the bill. So somebody can do that. That is an option. But what everybody has learned is, for one thing, and I want to put as a little bit of context, you guys have probably talked about this at some point, we're facing such a worker shortage in Minnesota that by 2022, I think the numbers were going to be short 230,000 workers. That's a huge number, right? I live in Woodbury, the 8th largest city in the state, and we're at about 70 times 3, right?
Wow.
That's a lot of people. So when women or anybody has to leave the workforce because of a baby or because of illness or because of caregiving for their parents or something, they often don't come back. So it's a good incentive from the economy to keep people there. It's good for business because turnover is really expensive. Mm-hmm. If you lose one of these people and you have to hire somebody to
retrain them,
mm-hmm. exactly, that's mm-hmm. very expensive. And that's why big companies are already doing this on their own. They know it's good business. I mean, I'm sure they want to be nice and all, but ultimately they're doing it because it's a good business choice. But small and medium-sized business owners are at a real competitive disadvantage there.
When you say small and medium, what size? Is it 50 employees, 25?
It really depends. I mean, this is available for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And where you see the changes in some of the benefits and the fees, it depends on the person's salary. So if you make a smaller wage, you get more of your benefit, your wages back in benefits, up to 90%.
Oh, wow.
But if you make a little more money, that percentage goes down.
Because you have a little bit of cushion.
Right, exactly. And we're trying to make the math work so that this is self-sustaining. And if you're really lucky and make $500,000 a year or something, it caps. You're not getting 55% of that.
We're talking with Minnesota State Senator Susan Kent about family leave and what we can do, especially for smaller businesses statewide, to offer up the family leave that allows them to retain people, mm-hmm. keep good people. Are you getting bipartisan support as you poke around? It would seem that Republicans and DFL members alike have the same challenges and conflicts, right?
The way I'm a stickler for detail, so I'm going to say that we have we're getting good bipartisan interest. There is a real recognition that this is a problem. It's a real problem for businesses. It's a real problem for families. It's good for kids that they have more bonding time with their parents. This helps with the childcare crunch around our state. If both parents can take 12 weeks, that's the first year of that expensive, complicated infant life.
12 or 6?
12 per parent.
Good for you.
They can do that, right?
Okay.
Elder care. We've talked so much about the challenges with elder care. And with this workforce shortage, it's really going to fall on a lot of us. I mean, I've just been through it. I lost my dad a year ago after a lengthy illness, and now my mom is having health issues. And I'm totally in that sandwich generation. This stuff is complicated for so many of us. And as a young baby boomer, we know there's more and more of it.
Senator, one of our listeners brought up the potential for abuse. I mean, what do you say to people who, and everybody, no matter how you set up the rules, people try to get around the rules and look for shortcuts. And I mean, how do you prevent abuse in this system?
That is a great question. And the short answer is this is modeled after our existing, already kind of a model unemployment insurance policy and process. And so what happens is you have to validate your claim. So if you are going to request medical leave because of an injury or an illness, you'll need a doctor's note to verify it. And you're not necessarily going to get 12 weeks if you don't need it. Like the small business owner I was telling you about who had the woman who had an injury, she just needed 6 weeks. That's
right.
So that's what she'd get. And so there are a lot of checks because it has to be a qualifying event, and there are checks in making sure that it's
trust but verify.
Of course.
Okay.
For those of you who just jumped in, we're speaking with State Senator Susan Kent from Woodbury. She has proposed a bill where small businesses would pay in to a pool of money that would then be used for paid medical leave for family, for illness, for injury, for a baby, for adoption, for small business owners who don't have the ability, like large businesses, to offer paid leave to their employees while still making a profit. So yes, the businesses would pay in, that would become self-sustaining, but there is a little seed money that is needed and probably government funded, or are there other sources of funding for this?
It's really going to be self-sustaining, and employees pay in as well. Okay. And research showed that employees are perfectly happy to pay up to like 1% of their income
for sure
to get this benefit. Yeah. And this one's way less than that. It's like 0.3%.
Okay.
And it's valid. I mean, we hope large businesses will take advantage of it as well, because then they get out of the administering of all these benefits business. Mm-hmm. They can just hand it over, and mm-hmm. it's one, you know, big, consistent program. And then, and a lot of women really relate to this. You have a friend who has a job, and she's got one set of benefits, so that's what she did for maternity leave. And then your sister's got another thing, and then it's your turn, and you're like, I don't know what my leave is. I've mm-hmm. never really given it much thought. All of these things become much more consistent and understandable, and people know what they're dealing with. And one other really great point that I would make, not only do you retain good people, it helps with recruiting people. And that's one of the real places where smaller and medium-sized businesses are at a disadvantage, because big businesses, if you're Target, for example, you can do this, right? Mm-hmm. But say you're a local independent retailer, you can't make that same offer. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking at a really qualified person to come work for you, maybe that's a real decision, a deal breaker for them, is that they have to go to the bigger company rather than the smaller one.
State Senator Susan Kent, thank you so much for coming in studio.
Thank you.
Thanks for proposing this bill and looking out for fellow Minnesotans.
Yeah, that was illuminating. Good luck with your bill.
Thank you. I look forward to these discussions, because people are very interested, and the more they learn, the more they realize it makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. You got some good feedback on the text line, some questions we'll try to get to.
Great.
Thank you, Senator.